Section 2. You will hear a radio program in which a famous actress is talking about her favorite works of art. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
On my personal gallery today, we'll be finding out what the favourite works of art are of one of the country's finest Shakespearean actresses, Audrey Forbes. Audrey, welcome to the show, and thank you for agreeing to share with us the five paintings you would most like to have hanging in your own personal gallery.
Thank you for that kind introduction. I must say I very much enjoyed coming up with a list for the show. Anyway, let me get started. First, I chose a 19th century painting by the French artist Morisot entitled The Cradle. Now, this depicts a young mother who is watching over her sleeping baby. I can't help but think that this painting appeals more to women than men, even women who are not mothers. The love a mother feels towards her child is shown by the artist through the position of the mother and the sleeping infant. I feel the colour also highlights the mother's emotions as she watches over her child. Second on my list is the painting The Daydream by Rossetti. This painting portrays a beautiful young woman. As the title tells us, she's daydreaming, sitting in a field of plants and flowers, her book lying forgotten in her lap. In one hand lies a flower, and looking at the painting, I always get the impression that just a few moments before, she had been admiring the scenery and that it may have even caused her mind to wander. Looking at this picture, I really get a sense that Rossetti has mixed romance with a touch of mystery. I find it very appealing. Third on my list is another extremely well-known painting, Van Gogh's Sunflowers. If I owned this particular painting, I don't think I would hang it in my personal gallery along with all the other works, but would give it a more important place, perhaps in my living room, where the amazing, vivid colour of the sunflowers could be admired. There does seem at first to be a wonderful optimism about it. However, if we look closer at the brushstrokes, we get the feeling that they were applied by an agitated person, which is not surprising considering Van Gogh's life.
Before you hear the rest of the program, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
I believe that you have actually written a book about Van Gogh.
Yes, I have, but it was many, many years ago.
So, can you tell us a bit more about him?
Of course. Van Gogh left behind a hugely important legacy, despite the fact that his work was not recognised during his lifetime. Starting out as an artist quite late in life, Van Gogh first observed the methods that other artists were using and then went on to develop his own unique style. His own unique brushstrokes can always be recognised in his paintings. Colour is another aspect of Van Gogh's paintings that makes him stand out from other artists of his time. He wrote, "What colour is in painting, enthusiasm is in life." His self-portraits are dripping with blue background. His face, beard and hair are brilliant yellow. The bright sunflower became a personal symbol of both the artist and his paintings. The portraits that Van Gogh painted were particularly interesting as he focused on portraying the personality and temperament of the individual instead of concentrating on the physical appearance of the model. Van Gogh's influence on modern art is that he did not necessarily give objects the exact shape that they had in reality. He often altered the image to create a feeling that was unique. Since Van Gogh was not bound to the romantic images that were popular at previous times in history, he was able to break away and create something new. Artistic freedom and creative artistic styles, which are at the core of modern art nowadays, are, to some extent, related to the way that Van Gogh developed his paintings. It was also...
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.